You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a lot of confusion as to why auto no-fault insurance is so high. A lot of politicians point to the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, the MCCA. We're going to try to explain what that is, and I want to start by reading to you the MCCA's description of what it does. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, a private, nonprofit, unincorporated association, was created by the state legislature in 1978. Michigan's unique auto insurance no-fault law provides unlimited lifetime coverage for medical expenses which result from auto accidents. The MCCA reimburses auto no-fault insurance companies for each personal injury protection medical claim paid in excess of a set amount, and currently that amount is $555,000. That means the insurance company pays the entire claim but is reimbursed by the MCCA for medical costs over $555,000. All auto insurance companies operating in Michigan are assessed to cover the catastrophic medical claims occurring in Michigan. Those assessments are generally passed on to auto insurance policyholders. The assessment right now is $192 per vehicle for per year. Joining me to once again talk about the MCCA and auto no-fault insurance are our Friday political commentators. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic state legislator. And Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican Senate Majority Leader. So, Vicki, if all this additional coverage is costing drivers $192 per car per year, why are we seeing sky-high insurance rates that exceed like $2,000 in some cases?
That's a good question, and it can't all be the result of Michigan's no-fault auto insurance. There are a lot of factors that go into setting insurance rates for automobiles, and Michigan has among the highest rates. But a lot of that is due to the fact that we have a lot of uninsured motorists. We do not have an insurance bureau that oversees rates before they're used, and there's no accounting for how these rates are calculated in the first place. So while we're paying $192 a year for catastrophic claims benefits, should you be in a catastrophic car crash for life, your health insurance is covered, there's no accounting for the other $2,300 that people are paying in the average insurance bill in the state of Michigan.
Ken, in considering this MCCA, should we look at it as sort of a reinsurer like Lloyd's of London?
Well, I look at it as kind of a reinsurance mechanism, kind of a insurance company for insurance companies. And it basically, as you pointed out, it pays for any claim above $550,000. You know, it's a mechanism created. I think the assumption was, you know, you can't just have individual insurance companies receive those claims because just kind of by luck of the draw, you know, you could bankrupt a couple of insurance companies. So it's a pooling mechanism for all of these claims that are above $550,000, which you need because Michigan has unlimited medical benefits.
The MCCA has long been criticized for its lack of transparency, and that's coming up again from legislators. While it was created by the state of Michigan, it's exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. The public doesn't get to look at the books. MCCA officials in the past have said, look, it's way too complicated for you to understand anyway. Vicki, what do you think of having $20 billion fund that we all pay into held by a state-created entity but run by insurance industry, which does not want us reviewing their assessments?
It's not only that they don't want us to review what they've got, they are not even subject to the Open Meetings Act, where they allow people to come in and just watch the proceedings and see what's going on. So we don't know what their actuarial numbers are. But again, we keep blaming personal injury protection for life, unlimited benefits, for the high cost of our insurance rates. And that's one component. The other components are how cars are repaired, the density of traffic in an area, and a whole host of other things, including the number of uninsured motorists. But the $192 annual fee comes nowhere near close to recognizing how our rates got so high in the first place and why they've persisted in remaining so high. So there's a lot that needs to be done with auto insurance in whole and not just looking at the unlimited lifetime health care protections that Michigan graciously and wonderfully provides. And if you ever know anybody in a catastrophic crash who is injured for life, this is just a godsend to a family.
Ken, this week the MCCA officials blamed the high cost of no-fault insurance on waste and fraud by doctors and hospitals and other healthcare entities. What do you think of that claim?
Well, waste and fraud in this case is simply a function, in my opinion, of not having any kind of real cost controls in this system, such as a fee schedule, which is normal in the health insurance business. But you don't have it when it comes to auto insurance medical claims. So there probably is what they would call waste and fraud or abuse. But once again, I think it's the function of not having cost controls or, frankly, not having any kind of limits on medical benefits in Michigan.
Yeah, some of the examples that they've shown is a medical procedure might cost figuratively $1 at one hospital and $7 at another hospital, and this fee schedule would establish a set fee like health insurance companies have negotiated for themselves. Vicki, would that fix the problem?
Again, we can talk about the healthcare portion all we want. That's $192 of these over $2,500 auto insurance bills on an annual basis, average across the state of Michigan.
Well, no, Detroit, let me stop you there, because I'm going to argue with you a little bit, because that $555,000 worth of coverage is what we're talking about paying for. That's part of the major cost, and that's what their point is, maybe a fee schedule that covers that $555,000 and beyond is part of the reason it's so high. We don't have a fee schedule for that.
Well, let me just take an example. 10 years ago, I broke my ankle. I needed surgery. That was covered by my health insurance. That was $27,000 for a broken ankle. $27,000 with a fee schedule and negotiated fee prices. So you can quickly see, even if you have negotiated prices, how quickly you hit that $555,000 cap. Now, the auto insurance companies are right when they say people are living longer, and so the cost of taking care of somebody for life is extended. But again, we're talking about over $2,000 of an auto insurance bill that has nothing to do with health care. It all boils down again to the status of health care and health insurance and the need for comprehensive health care reform in the state of Michigan and across the country. Now, when you just look at this, if you were to eliminate the personal injury protection in these policies and go back to the old system, people will quickly blow through their caps and their limits and end up on Medicaid. And Medicaid is paid for by the citizens of the state. So do we want to blow up the Medicaid system, or do we want to come together and figure out a way why repairing a car is so expensive? How do we control those costs? How do we get the rates down? How do we increase competition in insurance rates? How do we oversee insurance rates through the Insurance Commission in the state of Michigan to maintain a control mechanism for them? And then let's talk about also a fee schedule for attendant care and other things that are part of the personal injury protection.
We've only got about a minute left. I want to ask you one more quick question. I've been seeing people on social media say, and the MCCA, take that $20 billion and spend it on fixing the roads. But if the MCCA is ended, those billions are not going to the state or to ratepayers. Ken, where's it go?
Well, the MCCA is designed, as we've talked about, to pay for these claims that are above $550,000. And, you know, it's not even fair, much less being realistic, to say take that money and spend it on roads. I mean, because that money's committed to take care of people that have been injured. But, you know, I'll go back to sort of, you know, kind of a fundamental belief I have is that if you have unlimited benefits, no reasonable cost controls, you know, what do you expect? Michigan has the highest rates in the country. And 20% of the drivers, because of that, are driving without insurance. It's not a sustainable system.
Vicki, you get the last word.
Well, you asked a question about what happens if personal injury protection is dissolved in the state of Michigan. A certain portion of that $20-plus billion will stay in reserves to maintain health care for those who were injured prior to the dissolution of the current laws. But most of that money would then be distributed not back to the ratepayers or the people who paid into it, but to the insurance companies themselves. So they have a big stake in trying to get all of this changed so they can get their hands on the money.
That is our explanation of MCCA. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. You hear them most Fridays right here on Stateside. Have a great weekend, you two.
You too.
Thanks, Lester.